This is Radio Freedom.
This is Marty Batfreak.
My name's DJ Hickory Dickory Dock.
And the dynamic duo have listened to Radio Clash in 2004. Welcome back in 2005.
Radio Clash.
This is Radio Clash.
Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Uh-huh.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Halting your living room, cashing in the bit of light. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. This is Radio Clash.
Hello to the first edition of Radio Clash in 2005. Firstly, thanks to the ident from the Dynamic Duo, which is Marty Batfreak and DJ Hickory Dickory Dock from Boots and All Radio. Boots and All Radio is in Australia, in Sydney, and is well worth checking out. Check out the website on djhdd.sevcom.com. And it's well worth finding out. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm still disorientated from the whole of the New Year's revelries, and I'm still trying to get used to the whole idea of 2005, which leads rather cheesily in very radio style to the next track. I hope you had a good one, and I'll speak more after.
Yeah.
That was New Year's Vagueness by DJ Trip. And that's a classic song. It's a mix of Utah Saints with Lost Vagueness, with, of course, New Year's Day by U2. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I hate U2. I mean, they had a brief period around Zooropa and Zoo TV where I actually liked them, but they kind of been a love-hate thing for me. But that I actually like. I like the use of New Year's Day there. That works very well. You can find out more about DJ Trip on his website, which is www.bass211.com, and I think you can download that and the last 2,000 boots he's done. Sorry, it'll kill me for saying that, but it's true. The guy is so prolific. It's like he's probably done 5 minutes since I last five boots since I last blinked or something. Okay, I hope you all had a good Christmas and New Year. I'm sorry about the delay to doing a new show. Christmas got in the way. I tried to do like two shows just before I went off to Rome to make up for that, because I knew there'd be a gap. Because there always is. I mean, I got back on the sort of the 29th, and I'm thinking, oh, should I do one before the new year? And it was like, nah. So much other stuff to do. So many podcasts to catch up with. It's been crazy. I spend most of my time just listening to stuff and thinking, ah. And I think because of that, I missed a few things that I would have usually have catched and probably played here immediately. One of which was Hank Handy's Beatles medley, which was only posted on websites around the 29th or 28th or something like that. And like a day later was on Adam Curry's. So I think there are a few people who are into Adam Curry also on the same forums that I am. So I have to move a lot quicker in the future. So I'm going to have a Beatles medley, and there's sandwiched in the middle is a track you probably haven't heard, because Adam Curry's played the next one, Hank Handy. He's played the last one, which is DJBC, but not in full. But you haven't heard one in the middle, and that's very new from DJOM. And we'll talk more about New Year vagueness and orientation and trying to get our heads around 2005 afterwards.
I can't forget the time or place when we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see you. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. I just see the face. I can't forget the time or place when we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see you. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight.
Bye.
This is Radio Clash.
Radio Clash, Radio Clash, Radio Clash.
Brought to you by Mutant Pop.
When you grow up, live like a good boy oughta. And your mama takes a shine to her best son. Something different, all the girls that seem to like you. Cause you're handsome, like to talk and a whole lot of fun. But now your girl is gone and missing and your house has got an empty bed. The folks will wonder about the wedding, they won't listen to a word you said. We're gonna take your mama out all night, yeah, we'll show her what it's all about. We'll get her jacked up on some cheap champagne, we'll let the good times all roll out. And if the music ain't good, well it's just too bad, we're gonna sing along no matter what. Because the dancers don't mind at the New Orleans if you tip them and make a cut.
Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Do it! Do it! Say the mama trying to do me. So she have no doubt that we're doing all the best we can. Gonna do it! Do it! Let your mind go, let yourself be free. You can stay up late, cause baby, you're a full grown man.
You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Yeah. Now it's my great, great pleasure to introduce
the artists and producers and helpers who made this possible.
That was DJ BC with What You Want Lady from his Beastles mashup project, which is the Beatles versus the Beasties, and he's taken about, how many tracks it is, it's sort of about 8 or 9 tracks, all mixing sort of Beatles backing with, of course, Beasties raps over the top. It's a bit variable, but there's about 2 or 3 tracks on there which I absolutely love. That's one of them. The other one is Tribber Trouble, which you can probably guess what those two are. That, of course, was Lady Madonna with What You Want. Before that was the amazing track. It's, I think, DJ Earworm has probably beaten his previous Stairway to Bootleg Heaven, which listeners would know I held in very high regard. How many tracks are in there? There's Scissor Sisters, of course, Take Your Mama Out, The Beatles, For No One, George Michael, Freedom 90, and Aretha Franklin, Think, which at the end she's joining in on the Freedoms with George Michael. I've pretty much only just heard that track. I kind of downloaded it during the holiday and listened to it just for the show and went, oh my God, that has to go in. He's playing Booty, so definitely go and see him. He's playing Booty on this Saturday, which is generally the 8th, which starts at 9 p.m. at the Cherry Bar, which is in San Francisco, which is 917 Folsom at 5th, also Payroll is DJing, and as the guy is an absolute genius, I would love to be there, but unfortunately I'm not. I forgot to mention the place to get the DJ BC. It's at you can get it from djbcnet.net/mashers/beatles notes beastles.html. The link will be in the show notes, don't worry about it. Of course, before that was Hank Handy with his Beatles mashup medley, which is totally manic. That came out on the just over Christmas. It was sort of posted to a few boards, and it's a good way to start the year in a sort of totally Aussie miso, sort of just totally manic. But it, of course, it works. It's probably a bit more in your face than the Earworm track, but it all works. And it's, you hear tracks that you recognise. It's sort of like an intro inspection. You hear tracks you recognise, but you're thinking, I can't understand what's that one underneath, because I understand that guitar riff, but what's the vocal over the top? And your brain just kind of flips out because you've got five tracks running at the same time, but it's working. So that's just totally manic. So I had to play it again. I know it was played on Adam Curry's show, but I have to play it again. And he played a bit of the DJ BC, but I thought it was worth playing all three. And as I said, all children of the Grey Album Revolution, definitely. Now, after starting off the show with quite a big bang, or not starting, it's 24 minutes, 26 minutes in, but anyway, certainly I'm thinking it's time to sort of calm things down a bit. I'm now going to play a track by Razahara. Now, some of you might remember that I played some tracks off the Kitio website in my first show from Maximilian Hecker. Razahara is also from Kitio, but also a couple of years ago. It's one of those cases of, I went, ooh, this is really, really good free MP3s, download them, listen to them, thought, that sounds vaguely familiar. Then, of course, when I was hunting around on my MP3 collection, realised I actually downloaded them back in 2003. So I wasn't, I do that all the time. All the time, I actually really get into a band or really get into a track again and think, wow, that's really cool. And then find actually I've got it on some weird compilation somewhere or some dusty sort of MP3 disc and think, ah. and then I'm going to play a bit of Faust because I can.
I don't want to see no more reality. All I wanna is get fucked up and see her blood. And no more me. It's not the first time I feel this way. Since I gotta come through without you. Sometimes I'm clear in my head again. When I remember you was forgotten. I don't wanna see no more reality. I got a key to the door of a place where nobody knows me. I don't know the name of the days passing by every day. They're the same anyway. So how do I feel fine lonesome? And now I see, girl, how it feels to be moving away far from the games people play. And I'm gonna be fine without ya. Without ya, and I'm gonna be fine without ya. Without ya, my old man bought a ship and he sailed away and he never came back. But that's how life is, they say, down here. I know now. Once you think everything is in check, the Lord's gonna make it show. Only one to make it all happen, or not happen. You don't wanna feel no more reality. You tend to stay home making friends by the screen, through the web, right? But me getting so left alone, I don't know where to go. Don't feel safe around me. When I try to get close now, I wanna feel ya, I wanna get close ya. I wanna feel ya, I wanna get close ya. I wanna feel ya, I wanna get close ya. Reality. Reality.
That was Sendra by Faust from the You Know Faust album. No real reason to play that, except it's one of the most beautiful tunes ever recorded. And if you don't own a copy of You Know Faust, you should. And before that was Reality by Raz O'Hara, which is available on the Kitty website, which is, just a second, www.kitty-yo.net. And just go to Artist and then Raz O'Hara. I think that song, I know I've been rushing through songs on this episode, and that's partly because I've been busy being away, and it's been like sort of 16, 17 days since I've done one. But also, I couldn't get through this podcast without mentioning the tsunami, mentioning that it's really odd. Everyone, I don't know if it's sort of like a end of year depression thing, but pretty much everyone I know is depressed at the moment or down about it, about that, but also general kind of what I was saying about default depression. It seems a bit strange because although the whole tsunami thing has got me down, I seem to be totally opposite of everyone else at the moment, but certainly. I think the Reality song probably sums up where I am at the moment about the whole kind of like about that lyrics about sitting behind the computer screen and getting on with your reality, but it being a bit fucked up, really. Really, that's all I wanted to say. So apologies for not really speaking much. It seems to be almost a bit kind of pointless to actually do a lot of speaking. You just want to play good music because it's like I can't say or do anything that will bring 150 odd thousand people back. Well, it's hard to know what to say, really. I enjoyed Rome. Rome was very nice. It was very wet and loads of thunderstorms. I learned about the whole thing in the Far East in Rome, and I was going, what, 60 mila? Mila, what is that? Is that, that's a million, or is that a thousand? And I couldn't believe what I was seeing on Italian MTV. They were showing the pictures, and it was like, film. But otherwise, it was very good. Lots of Roman artworks and lots of visits to the Vatican and whatever. I've got some very good pictures, which if I had a blog sorted, I'd post, but took some very nice photographs. But I hope all of you had a good New Year and a good Christmas. There's always something very strange about especially about New Year's, because I don't spend New Year with family. And I think since my parents' divorce, Christmas has been a battleground. And it was not too bad this year because I was with my partner in Rome. Because I designed it that way. Since I was a kid, I've designed it to be not a battleground. But I did actually go around my dad and his girlfriend, and her family and their various partners. And actually, it was good. Even with a one-year-old child, it was good. I thought it was going to be really, really, really like, oh no, help, get me out of here. And I missed podcasting greatly, which is very sad. That's why I bought a little iRiver. And I aim to do these live, because the other thing you won't know, dear listener, is that this is about the third attempt. This seems to be hitting technical problems each time. My computer freaking out, the software I'm using freaking out. So the idea is I actually might use the iRiver as a recorder and do it live, which won't be as polished, but I doubt the iRiver will crash as much as my computer does. We're now getting towards the end of the show. And I've decided to do something special for 2005, probably all the way through 2005, or as a running series, a running little feature at the end of the show. So there'll be sort of 6 to 7 tracks and then 1 to 2 tracks at the end about the history of mashups. Now, I actually promised this way back, show 2, and it's been a millstone around my neck, because what I did is I actually did 30-40 minutes of show, of the first show of history of mashups. I did record it. The computer went all funny because it couldn't cope with that amount of tracks, and I just thought, this is way... I mean, I could do like 3 or 4 of these. So, because it's not just the history of the mashups of people messing around with the record decks in the 80s and 90s, there's all the backing stuff. So I'm basically taking it back to, well, the first show is going from 1913. And it probably gets into all my artistic background as well. But so this is the end of the show. I have to say thank you to Ross Barber and Mashup for the shout out and saying I was professional. Little do you know. Professional me, I don't think so. I actually got played on Adam Curry's show as DJ Nono. You probably spotted that in show 2 or 3. I am DJ Nono. I am Spartacus. I am DJ Nono. But unfortunately, the curse struck again, and I only got 55 seconds played because the download from my shitty host went. You might have noticed that the podcasts are now on a different host because I just couldn't cope with the amount of incompletes. They were making me give me nightmares at night. They were invading my brain, whispering to me. That's just me. But anyway, they were. It was, you know, it was getting a bit too much. And so I have to say, thanks for listening. I love you all. No, it's great, everyone that's listened. And if you're a new listener, you're probably thinking, no, what have I done? That's your problem. It's been fun doing this one, although it's been a bit of a nightmare. As I said, this is about the third attempt or so. So I might actually be experimenting the next show, doing it live. And I will. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. The website is http://usualstuff, www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. I have got Skype, but no one ever calls me. It's Tim Bearcub. That's my name. Not my nature. Well, it can be my nature, but we won't go into that. That's it. I will hope to do a show a bit quicker than 16 days hence. I was trying to arrange to do another me and Kirk show, but he's not free. It's really annoying. I get bumped off weekends, sad really. And I can say that. I can say nasty things about him because he doesn't have broadband. And it's good to good that you're listening. And I'm rambling, and I need to get some sleep. So I will speak to you soon. Enjoy the little feature, the little history lesson. Okay, bye.
The history of mashups.
Hello and welcome to the feature, the history of the mashup. Now, I know I promised ages ago that to do it last year, and what I decided to do was to do a small little featurette on the history of the mashups and electronic music and sampling in general. Because once I started to dig into it, it's not just mashups, it goes back into sampling, into early electronic music and cut-ups and way back. Back into sort of, well, back to 1913. What happened in 1913 is there's a bloke called Luigi Russolo. You might not have heard of him, but you certainly heard of what he invented, the art of noise, which became inspiration for the electronic group in the 1980s. He was part of the Futurists. He was an artist. I think he was a sculptor and a painter, but he also made these machines. These machines that created noises. Now, his idea was that noise was the new sound. It was a sound of music for a new century. He wrote in his Musica Futurista that he wanted to present the musical soul of the masses, of the great factories, of the railways, of the transatlantic liners, of the battleships, of the automobiles and airplanes, to add the great central themes of the musical poem of the domain of the machine and the victorious kingdom of electricity. Now, to us it seems rather quaint, because we don't really think machines are that great. They just basically sit on in our kitchen and whir. But certainly, it was quite a radical idea of taking actual noises and whistles and whoops and all kinds of things, and turning them into machines that made those noises. And apparently the performance ended in a battle between the musicians and the audience on the first and only production in, I think it was 1914. There's no music from that time, but certainly that was an inspiration to later people who are messing around with electroacoustic work, i.e. taking bits of tape, taking re-recording sounds and messing with it. Or in the case of Pierre Schaeffer, actually taking records, basically an idea of these groove recorders, and he was actually making locked grooves, you know, like spiral scratch. He was making like those records have, some records they sort of never end. He was basically doing that, and I'll play you an example of that now. That was Pierre Schaeffer with his 1948 performance or recording of Etude aux Chemins de Fer. As I say, and we've jumped a bit, but basically there's several world wars in the way. There were people messing around with various machines, electronic machines, theremin from the late 20s, and the Anders Martiner. I'll play you a section from Messiaen, Oliver Messiaen, which is the most mournful, most beautiful piece of music. And this is probably more from the electronic side of what was happening in 1937. So where was this leading? I mean, you're all thinking, "Oh my God, this is an art lesson rather than to do with mashups." But this was leading towards someone you may have heard of, John Cage. Now, in 1953, he did something called Williams Mix, which is probably one of the first times I've ever seen the word mix to mean as in a remix or mix of music. So that's very early. And what he was basically doing was taking loads and loads of small pieces of tape. He took about a year to actually put this together, and actually had many, many people actually with basically tape heads as sort of like wands, actually swiping them back and forth and playing them and playing the pieces of music, which is very similar to, there's another piece he did with tuning of radios, and radios being tuned up and down the dial, but something like, I don't know how many radios it was, like 10, 20, 15 radios, 50 radios. That idea of sort of passing sound. And it's the start of all the interest in cut-ups. We get on to William Burroughs. We've got all that sort of the automatic writing and that kind of cut-up beat writing going on about that time or a bit later on. It's a very mad track, but you can see where I'm heading for in the series, this idea of you're taking real sounds and you're recording them and you're messing with them. Now, it was quite a simple step to then take sounds off your radio, off your record deck, and sounds recorded by other people and mess with them, but that's for a future show.
Oh, History of Mashups.